This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. The European Commission says it has launched legal action against AstraZeneca for not respecting its contract for the supply of COVID-19 vaccines. The Commission also said Monday AstraZeneca did not have a reliable plan to ensure timely deliveries. AstraZeneca said in response that the legal action by the EU was without merit and pledged to defend itself strongly in court. Under the contract, the Anglo-Swedish company had committed to making its best reasonable efforts to deliver 180 million vaccine doses to the EU in the second quarter of this year. That would make for a total of 300 million in the period from December to June. But AstraZeneca said in a statement on March 12th it would aim to deliver only one-third of that by the end of June, of which about 70 million would be in the second quarter. A week after that, the commission sent a legal letter to the company in the first step of a formal procedure to resolve disputes. India reported the fifth consecutive day of more than 300,000 coronavirus infections on Monday as the South Asian nation deals with a catastrophic second wave of the pandemic. The country's healthcare system has collapsed in the wave, with hospitals filled beyond capacity and unable to care for any new patients. Plus, there is a shortage of oxygen canisters, so dire that some COVID patients are literally gasping for air. The second wave has been blamed on the spread of more contagious variants of the virus, plus the easing of restrictions on large crowds when the outbreak appeared to be under control earlier this year. Read more on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to hear an appeal to expand gun rights in the United States in the state of New York over the right to carry a firearm in public for self-defense. The case will be argued in the fall and marks the court's first foray into gun rights since Justice Amy Coney Barrett came on board in October, making a 6-3 conservative majority. The justices said Monday they'll review a lower court ruling that upheld New York's restrictive gun permit law. New York is among 8 states that limit who has the right to carry a weapon in public. The others are California, Delaware, Hawaii, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Jersey, and Rhode Island. A recording of Iran's foreign minister offering a blunt appraisal of diplomacy and the limits of power within the Islamic Republic has leaked out publicly. It's providing a rare look inside the country's theocracy. The release of the comments by the minister set off a firestorm within the Islamic Republic. In Iran, officials carefully mind their words, and amid a cutthroat political environment, the foreign minister has been suggested as a possible candidate for Iran's June 18th presidential election as well. Russian authorities have ordered the offices of imprisoned opposition leader Alexei Navalny to suspend their activities. The order is pending a court ruling on whether to outlaw them as an extremist group. The move is part of the most recent wave of crackdowns on Navalny's political organizations. Earlier this month, the Moscow prosecutor's office petitioned a court to label his foundation for fighting corruption and network of regional offices as extremist groups. Such a designation would outlaw their activities and expose members and supporters to long prison terms. It's a major challenge for Navalny's embattled team, whose many members have been arrested or face criminal charges. Sources say militants overran an army base in northeastern Nigeria, killing more than 30 soldiers before pulling back in the face of airstrikes. The attackers were believed to belong to the regional offshoot of Islamic State. They hit the base in Manok town in northeast Borno State on Sunday afternoon. 3 soldiers and a local resident told that to Reuters. Rising insecurity across Nigeria has killed scores of people and civilians this year. Just over a month ago, about 30 soldiers were killed in 4 attacks by Islamist militants in northeast Nigeria. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.